Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hello, Khaleesi's. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. That should be my opening now. I'm going to start being all musical theater and shit with my openings. Today, I'll stop. Today, I have OG. I've got the OG up in this bitch. The first guest that I ever had on my podcast. One of my best friends. Even though I rarely see her because she lives in Santa Monica. And that shit's way too far. Christina Kelly.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Feels like home.
You're the Bella to my Gigi.
Oh my God.
Well, actually, you were a Kendall. Isn't that what we said?
Yeah, yeah.
You're Kendall. The Kendall. Yeah, because I always say Katie's the Bella to my Gigi because she loves Bella Hadid.
Yeah, Kendall.
So you're Kendall.
So you're Kylie.
No, I'm Gigi.
You're Kylie and I'm Kendall.
We'll let Sheena be Kylie.
Oops.
So we had a day. First of all, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I feel so good to be here with you. I feel like I'm your, you know, there's like that guy or like guy you're dating and none of your friends ever meet him, but you talk about him and it's like,
yeah,
that's me. But I'm your friend. Like, really exist?
You're right. Actually, I can kind of see that. Yeah. I've been getting so many people messaging me being like, are you still friends with Christina Kelly?
I'm like, I'll be friends with Stassi till the day I die.
I'm like, I don't know if we're friends because she lives in Santa Monica.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
It is far. It's far. I've said this. It's my own little bubble. But what can I say? It's hard to venture over this way. If I'm not working at Sir, I'm in Santa Monica.
It takes so much for me to go out there. I mean, I'm telling you, the genie from Aladdin could tell me if you come to Santa Monica, you have 3 fucking wishes. And I'd be like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm cool. I'm not doing that.
I feel like when I'm in West Hollywood, it's like Cinderella. Like, I don't want to turn into a pumpkin. Like, I'm like, aww. I got to get back to Santa Monica. I feel weird if I stay here too long. You know what I mean?
That's how I feel if I stay in Santa Monica too long.
Right. So you get it. So, you know, but when I do see you, it's always... It's the best.
It's like the same.
I know.
You're one of those rare friends that I have that like so much time could go by, like a full on year. And we wouldn't even know that it's been a year.
Yeah.
It would just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, remember when we first did my first episode and we had to pause it and stop it like every 3 minutes because we didn't know what we were doing.
So nervous. We had an outline too.
Yeah.
You were really well prepared.
So well prepared. And now I'm
you
like,
know,
I'll
I
come up with like 3 ideas.
This was a good idea. I just knew it. Look at this.
I know. Now we're sitting in my shoe room. Remember when I was at rock bottom and I couldn't find an apartment and I lived in the Venice Beach
we
shack?
We would sit on the floor. There was a blow up air mattress and you would invite me over. And I was a bit old. That was a bit of an old apartment.
That was the worst. Do you know the walls were paper thin and
I
my
loved
neighbors
it. You
were
close
hoarders?
To me finally. Like I could
Fuck
see you.
That. I can't believe for the first week I was so obsessed with it.
I thought it was cute and you did. Yeah.
Did you think it was cute? Did you think the shack, the bug infested shack with paper thin walls next to a family of hoarders that have lived there for over 50 years? Did you think that was cute? I could hear every word they said. They were whisper and I could be like, yep. Well, I'll help you with that if you want. I could talk to them pretty much. That was the worst experience of my life.
Yeah, you've upgraded.
Yeah.
I mean, we are sitting in your shoe closet room. So I would say you've upgraded.
I think about that like that summer a lot. And how like I legit lived out of a dirty suitcase just on the floor. Slept on an air mattress with
that,
Patrick.
An air mattress,
the air mattress
that deflated.
Always deflated. Yeah. So every hour, Patrick would have to be like,
brrr. In the middle of the night, you're like, I can't take it. Yeah.
It was no air. No, like when I would get groceries delivered, the people would be like, you live here? It's hotter. It's hotter in your apartment than it is outside. I'm like, no shit. That's why I'm half naked. You're welcome. Like, it was good times. Good times. We didn't have parking.
Oh, parking.
So I got towed. I got tickets. When I found a parking spot, I then just like wouldn't move my car. Like, I wouldn't leave because I didn't want to like have to find another parking spot. It was the, like, what was I thinking?
Venice parking, that if you're ever going to look for an apartment, the first thing you look for is like, does it have parking?
If anybody were to tell me like, I'm thinking of moving to Venice, it could be my worst enemy.
But Santa Monica's
great. And I would
sit
them down. Well, Santa Monica's clean and cute, and there's like families, and like,
that's why I don't have to leave and come to West Hollywood.
Yeah, it is weird to kind of see you in West Hollywood. It like almost doesn't make sense anymore, but I would really like for you to move back.
Find me a 2-bedroom backyard. I need a lot of green, so preferably a backyard with like maybe somewhere I could have a garden. I like white, so I want all the kitchen to be white. I have a lot. I'm very picky, so find me my dream place here. And we'll move. Me and Max will move.
You know that's possible. So right before me and Patrick moved to the Venice Beach Shack, we looked at a house right by Sur. Best location ever.
Great location.
Best
clean,
fucking
all the best cafes.
Right off Robertson. Yeah. I mean, you could walk to anything, and everything was. It's in the cute little neighborhood part. Mm-hmm. A house, Christina, a 2-bedroom house with a small backyard and a porch, and it was only $3,100. Why I didn't fucking take that, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I like my rent's more than $3,100, and this is not a fucking house, and it's not a fucking backyard like that.
But
there's
you have
no
a
central
room.
AC. Okay, but I'm just saying it's so doable for you to find a house with a backyard for your dogs. Well, yeah. Your dog, because you foster dogs. That's why you said plural.
Yeah. Well, let's do it. You guys might get sick of me podcast every week.
That would make my life
Christina's
so much
back.
That would make my life so much easier. I love using you. So cool update. We had an interesting day.
We had a good day.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was painful.
We had a few hiccups.
Yeah, actually, what the actual fuck?
Couple hiccups.
It's Mercury in retrograde. Everyone be fucking aware. Everything is going wrong. ATMs aren't working. I'm driving on the wrong side of the road to oncoming traffic.
Beverly Hills has a lot of one ways. It's a difficult place to drive.
Yeah.
And park.
I feel like I'm like driving through Manhattan. Like, it's a pain in my ass. Like, one ways freak me out. I don't understand it. It's just not efficient.
We had a good lunch. We had a nice little lunch.
Once we finally made it there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, everything, it's like, what happened? What? I get in my car. Everything was hard. I couldn't turn onto any street.
No lefts for some reason. No left turns.
I had to go in circles.
But a lot of U-turns.
A lot of U-turns. A lot of, yeah. But we had a good lunch because
what?
I had a...
Yeah,
I
go ahead and tell them what...
I had an appointment today.
What was that appointment for, Stassi?
Botox and lip injections. Well, I wasn't sure if I was going to do lip injections. I've gotten them before.
But guys, I talked her into it.
But that was like a year and a half ago.
Joking. I'm joking.
So I have recognized, like, okay, my Botox, I like to get Botox like once a year when I'm not filming. I like pride myself on this because I like to have expression when I film.
Because of that one scene when she was crying with Botox.
Wait, what? Oh,
I don't know.
Wait, no, that is
no,
a thing.
No, I know.
I've noticed, like, wait, yeah, when I cry and I have Botox, I'm
disgusting. Your face
disgusting.
Doesn't move, and so you just look like a crazy.
My eyes bulge out of my head because I can't make it. It's like my brain knows that I can't make expression, so it's like overcompensating with my eyes.
She was like, never again.
You know, on like Daria, did you ever, we used to watch Daria, the cartoon, where like the professor's eye would like start bulging? That's what I look like with Botox. But I've looked at a lot of my photos recently, and I'm like, time to get Botox again because my makeup is like going into the creases of my forehead.
Yeah, but don't they say Botox is preventative? Isn't that like that's what the doctor basically said today?
That's why I do it. And listen, I'm not sitting here being like, everyone needs to get Botox. Not everybody needs it. I do. And I have the best doctor ever, Dr. Firouz. Firouz, look him up. He did my boobs and he did such a good job when I got my breast reduction and my lift.
He was nice. He's young too, much younger than I thought. I thought for some reason I always think like any plastic surgeon or doctor is like 70 years old, like, comes walking in.
He's no, young. Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's single now, so ladies, get on it.
There you go.
But it's always really funny, like, walking around Beverly Hills, because everyone has bandages on. Like, everyone. Everyone either has, like, the Botox, like
marks
or like pricks or like what did it look like
that you welts? Were Star
looks
Trek
like a, yeah it looks like welts like on my face. Like, everyone has something walking around Beverly Hills. It's no like one, oh, you just got something yeah, done today.
No one's gonna like double look like what's
no
wrong
one
with
gives
her?
A
like,
shit.
That's normal. Stassi's icing her face as we walk over to the ATM. That's totally normal.
No, it is. It's so funny. It's like a different world. It freaks my brain out when you actually pay attention. I think it would be really fun to sit at a cafe on one of those streets and podcast
people
while
watching.
We watch people watching. And we could like try and guess, like, what do you think they just got done? What do you think that bandage is for? Like, what do you think this is for?
We next podcast we're
yeah,
doing this.
I think that would be so much fun.
Oh my God, we're doing it.
Yeah, so I went to finally get Botox. And I'm like, do I need anything else? Can you just make me look my prettiest? Like, what can I do? I have a double chin all the time. Can we fix that? He's like, oh, with lipo. I'm like, that's a no. That's a hard no. I'm not getting lipo by my fucking where I swallow things. It freaks my brain out. Did you just burp?
Could you hear it? I'm so sorry.
I think
it's what is the drink I'm drinking? It must be.
I made you
it's a little burpy.
I made you my famous.
It's good.
Alcoholic coffee drink. It's for anyone wanting to know. If you want coffee, but you want it to be like fun, you put vodka, coffee, iced coffee concentrate, whatever milk you like, and Bailey's and ice.
Because of course. I'm not a big drinker and I'm like, oh, I really would love a coffee. And Stassi's like, here you go. It's like loaded with alcohol. Yeah, that burp. I think I'm either getting drunk or just
you're
went
not
down
getting
weird.
Drunk from two
maybe.
Sips of that.
Maybe.
I don't know. You're such a lightweight and you're so skinny that I don't be probably.
I don't think you need. First off, you don't have a double chin.
Well, I'm like Kate Hudson. You know when Kate Hudson laughs and like does things like I'm not somebody with a great like jaw, like, you know, you
no
it, yeah
I didn't even know Kate Hudson had a double chin.
I love it because she's still so stunning. So I'm like, I whenever I get insecure about it, I try and embrace my inner Kate Hudson. I really do. I think about that a lot. And she's so pretty and doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
and that makes her even more pretty.
But your doctor said no, don't get it. I loved him.
Yeah,
he was
I'm
really
not, no, I'm not getting it.
Yeah,
it's wait, no, I love my doctor because he doesn't let me do anything, honestly.
Yeah,
and if you guys go to Dr. Farooz because he loves when I recommend him to people, he legitimately, if he doesn't think you need something, he's not gonna do it for you. Like, he's told me no to so many different things because he says I'm his walking billboard. So like, why would he make me look ridiculous?
Yeah, like when you're like, oh, I want a new face. He was like, no.
Yeah,
your face is fine.
Yeah, so
you shouldn't. I mean, I'm gonna be the one to say it. You shouldn't get any work done. You're beautiful the way you are.
Yeah, there's somebody needs to say that on this podcast. Otherwise, they're just gonna listen to me be incredibly vapid, being like, "Yay for Botox!" So
there's something beautiful about seeing someone just age naturally.
There's also something beautiful about watching my wrinkles go away
and looking like you're 20 when you're 45.
Yeah, so you know, either or. But I decided to actually get some stuff in my lips.
I'm on the sidelines watching, and he puts this. like he's like, okay, we're just gonna like numb the lips for a little bit, and so he like slathers on this like.
Christina said it looks like I had cum all over my mouth. Sorry, I said it. It's disgusting.
I didn't think you were going to actually just
it's, but now it's the only thing I can think of, and you traumatized me.
Like this white gooey stuff. And
that's
he like all over, just like, oh, all over. Not a, like, oh, little pat. It was all over your lips and just was like, now don't talk. And of course, Stassi was like, can I talk? And so then it's like separating in between her lips when she's talking. That was happening when you were talking to me. It was like a string of white, just goo. And then so then he marked her forehead to where he was going to be putting the Botox. So she had all these black dots like all over her forehead with this white goo like coming down her chin. And I'm there. I am just like, so this is a good day. This has been a really good day.
Then I can't talk because now the goo's getting in my mouth.
Her tongue became numb.
So now everything is numb.
She's like lisping. I'm like, so what are we going to do after this? Do you want to do my podcast? I can't. Yeah. They look good. Hey, I mean, your lips look amazing.
Yeah, because you only did a tiny, tiny bit. So it was like getting a touch up for my highlights. Except it's needles and it hurts and I cry.
You did cry. Yeah.
I tried really hard not to. But like, I don't really have like a high pain tolerance. You know, it's never really been my thing. I'm not like one of those tough chicks that's like, I got it. No, like that shit hurts. Like it hurts. It hurts wherever you go. It fucking hurts. It's a needle injecting something into your face. It's gonna hurt. And like, I get up and I just see like my makeup like coming down, my mascara coming down my eyes.
It wasn't your best look.
No.
No.
Probably not.
So she wouldn't let me get a photo of it. Sorry, guys.
Fuck that.
I was like, can I just put it on my story? She's like, no.
If you wouldn't have told me the whole cum thing, I probably would have let you. But you grossed me out so much.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't do that. I don't have like, I don't think I've ever let somebody like do that on my face. Have you?
No. Like just, hey, like jizz all over my face? No.
Yeah, that's what I just asked you.
Wait, but so, I mean, we're going to go there. You just did
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we're going to go
you
there.
You did this.
Yeah.
So you're going down on a guy and he's ready to go, do you just like back up and just walk away and let it go? Or you don't, where does it go?
First of all, it depends on the person.
When you're going down on a guy, where does it go?
If it's a boyfriend, it goes in my mouth.
Okay.
Sorry, mom.
Wait, and when it's not? Like, it's just
I don't
fling?
Remember. I don't really do, actually, I don't really do it just for anyone.
Good girl.
Yeah, like, I don't.
You know what? It's crazy, but I sometimes think sex is less intimate than going down on a guy that you barely know.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
I don't think that's crazy. I kind of agree with you.
Right?
Like, I don't want to be all up in somebody's.
Girls are just giving out blowjobs like, here we go. Buy one, get one free. Like, it's not okay.
Hell no.
No.
And it's making the rest of us who don't want to do that look bad. So can you just help us out? Basically, we're bitter because we don't want to have to do that all the time. Listen, I like to please somebody who I'm in love with, or just even if I'm not in love, if I'm infatuated, whatever. But like, no one actually likes doing it. It's taxing. It's tiring. It hurts my jaw. It's not like it's not fun. I'm like, dude, seriously, can you just like already like?
No, because to be fair too, we get nothing out of that. Absolutely nothing. Like, I'm not. Do you get turned on? Are you like, oh, this is really
not at all.
No, right?
No.
But a guy, when he's doing that to you, he's getting turned on.
Well, that's like my fave.
No, obviously. But I'm saying he gets something out of it. He like, they actually enjoy it. They're, well, right?
I hope so.
But they're getting turned on. We're not like, oh, really turning me on right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, there's absolutely nothing we get out of it.
If you, listeners, Khaleesi's, if you think differently, tweet me. Sorry, that's like going to be a weird thing to tweet. You don't have
I'm
to.
I'm sure
you've
had weirder.
To.
I don't
yeah.
know.
If you feel like it.
Luda's licking my toes right now, and I just feel uncomfortable with this conversation. And like, she's
what do
I do?
Sit Indian style. Luda. none of that shit right now. Yeah, so no, I've never had jizz on my face. So it just really grossed me out to see what I looked like if I had it on my face. It's really
nasty. Me too. I guess I could say I know what you look like too. So
that's disgusting. Well, do I look pretty? Is it like lip gloss? Like,
yeah, I was saying too, like your lips were starting just to swell from the numbness. Like her lips started to get like pretty big just from that. And then her tongue was numb. It was just a combination of, yeah, no, I mean, you've had better looks.
Yeah, totally.
So.
Is there anything better in the world than wine? Not really. I mean, I really like my dogs. I like sleeping. I like food. I like sex. I like shopping, specifically online shopping. But like, wine's kind of up there, if you know what I mean. And if you've listened to my podcast, you've heard me talk about Wink, which used to be Club W, for a while now. And what Wink is, it's, well, a personalized wine club. So yeah, you know how people have like book clubs, you know, you sign up for it and they get books sent to your door. Well, now we're sending wine to your door. And let me just explain, because you're like, well, what do you mean? Like, what if I don't like the wines that they're sending? You go to this website and it's called trywink.com. That's W-I-N-C. And they're going to ask you a few questions. It's a very easy little quiz. Like, you don't have to know anything about wine. Like, one of the questions is, how do you like your coffee? You know, do you like it black? Do you like it with milk? Do you like it all spruced up, like all Frappuccino style? So once you answer a series of questions, they're able to tailor wine to what they think you would like. So they'll send you however much you want to your door. And then once you try it, you can go back online and rate it. So they're always getting better at personalizing wine for you. And you're learning about what you like, because, I mean, it's so hard to like really like learn and talk about wine. This makes it so easy. So right now, Wink is offering my listeners $20 off your first order when you go to trywink.com/Stassi. And on top of that, they're going to cover shipping. Yeah, because shipping wine gets really expensive because it shits really heavy. So go to trywink.com, use my promo /Stassi, trywink.com/Stassi, S-T-A-S-S-I. You're going to get $20 off your first order, and they're going to take care of shipping. So order a bunch of wine, especially like your first time. Seriously.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I just used my own code recently for this lovely sponsor. So I've talked about how I moved into a new apartment. I've talked about how I love interior decorating. I'm obsessed with it. And part of that is getting things framed to hang on your walls. And let me tell you, framing stores are fucking expensive, like really expensive. A couple times I had brought like these prints that I had to the frame store. I think it was like Aaron Brothers. And I was appalled at like how much I had to spend just to get it framed. So when FrameBridge, this is a website, framebridge.com, became one of my sponsors, it was so helpful. Let me tell you how easy this is. So you go to framebridge.com, you either upload a photo from your computer or your smartphone, you could mail in a photo, or you can even access your Instagram and click a photo that's on your Instagram to get framed. And then you go through, it's so easy to use. Once you pick your photo and the size you want, then they give you all the options for different frames and all that. And they have so many options, but it's so easy. It takes like 5 minutes to design exactly what you want. I just used my code because I got a picture of Zoe and Luda framed. I got like a wooden frame because I'm trying to balance out like all the gold that's in my apartment. I don't want people to like, you know, whatever. I'm a little gaudy, so I'm trying to balance it out. Make my apartment a little more earthy, if that makes sense. You can even preview what it's going to look like, exactly going to look like before you buy it. I love this website, y'all. So go to framebridge.com. That's FrameBridge.com and use my promo code Stassi, and you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. That'll go a long way. I'm telling you, prices start at $39. $39 to get something framed, custom framed. It's such a great, you're getting such a great deal. So go to framebridge.com, use my promo code Stassi, and you'll get an additional 15% off your first order. Don't forget.
Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, so that was our day. We're back here catching up with Christina. And guess what? I leave for Europe on Friday. Whoop, whoop.
So exciting.
I'm going to Copenhagen and Paris with Katie,
her girl gang,
Kristen, Rachel, and our friend Diana.
It's going to be fun.
I am so excited. I haven't been to Europe as an adult. Well, I went to Austria when I was like 21, but like that was so long ago.
Why don't you go to Europe more?
I don't know.
Because you go to New York.
I know. Well, I think planning a trip to Europe it's really daunting to me, and because I want to do it right. And it's also like picking who you want to go with, because like if I'm going to plan it, then I have to be like, okay, who do I
I don't want to be the one to invite people. I want to be invited on somebody's trip. And Katie had texted me and said, do you have any interest in going to Europe? And I was like, yo, fucking low. Sure do. Buy my ticket and I'll just Venmo you. If you plan like all of the flights and all that stuff and I don't have to worry about Airbnb, I don't have to worry about anything, then fine. I will plan like an itinerary for Paris. Like I'm really all up on that shit. Like I've been so diligent. Like when I went and met with Natalie, Guillermo's wife, to get advice, she was so impressed by like how much I had prepared.
Yeah, she had a notebook written down with like everything written out. Questions.
I've been learning my French. So cute. Pardon, monsieur, parlez-vous anglais? Anglais. Isn't that cute?
You're adorable.
Bonjour.
So Parisian.
Merci.
Wow.
Merci beaucoup.
Everybody's going to think you're a real Parisian girl.
A real one. And I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to bring a beret and striped shirts.
Red lips.
Yeah, just walk around like that.
The key to looking like one, though, is you have to make it look effortless. So you have to, like, not wear any eye makeup and just wear, like, a red lip.
Okay. I'm not bringing a beret. That's way too stereotypical. Like, I want to be stereotypical, but at the same time, not.
I was when I went.
You wore a beret with a striped shirt?
No, but, like, I feel like, well, maybe not. But I really was like, oh, I'm going to be so French. But, like, chic French. Obviously not tourist. Like, not that. Fur coats and, like, red lips, and I smoked cigarettes. I don't smoke cigarettes.
Okay, I'm not gonna smoke cigarettes.
Well, I didn't inhale. Like, I just held one, I guess.
It tastes like shit.
Sorry, I got a really great photo out of it.
Really? And are you gonna promote that? You're gonna promote smoking on your Instagram? Who's seeing that photo?
Shut up.
Thank you.
God.
And I can say this because I'm a former smoker. I'm allowed to say this. I went through the struggle of quitting.
I guess I'm not a smoker, so I don't really know what that entails. So
it's like really bad, but like I can bully everybody into stop, like, into quitting because I've been there. That's how I feel.
Well, okay, so Paris, Copenhagen, you're gonna have so much fun. How long are you gone for?
10 days.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So you should go. I love Europe. I travel.
I'm so excited.
You should come on a trip with me because I love, like, I already have. So I'm going to Italy the end of August for my birthday.
It is so doable, too. I really want to do this.
So I've already booked my first, like, Airbnb in Rome. It's in the cutest neighborhood. I research everything. I've already had that booked. I already have little, like, train rides booked. We're going to get a car. Like, with my friend Keely, we plan, but we stay in the cutest places.
Okay, this is what I like about the way you and Keely travel. You guys are like, you would spend more money for the cutest Airbnb than like, oh no, let's save here and then like go do this. Like, where I stay is actually the most important to me. But when you're traveling with a group, I can't be like, no, I want to do this. I can't be a brat. Yeah. So we're staying at a nice Airbnb, both places, like really nice. Like, we all get our beds and shit like that. But I wanted to stay at a place that like looked like
a terrace.
Yeah.
And you can have your espresso out on the balcony.
Yeah. And it's like all Parisian architecture. It looks like fucking the Palace of Versailles or some shit inside. Like, yeah. That's what I want. I want like that full stereotypical experience.
Yeah.
But again, going with a group, I'm just scared that like, all of our different, the way that like our routines are, like I like to go to sleep earlier than most of my friends and they like to go to sleep later. Like, there are things that they're interested in. Like, they like musicians. So like, maybe they want to go to see like, you know, a museum that's about like music or something, or like go visit this. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I want to go to the catacombs, which I won't be able to go do because I doubt anybody else wants to go to see the catacombs.
That's what's hard about a group. That's why Keely and I are good, because we want to do the same thing. We go to bed early. I mean, we were in Greece just this summer and we went to bed so early every night and got in bed and watched like Braveheart in Greece in our little cave home. We had a whole day of like swimming and just so much fun, and then we just get back and get in bed and watch like Pride and the Prejudice and like wake up early.
Pride and Prejudice. Don't butcher
what
that.
What is it? Pride and what?
Pride and Prejudice.
There's no N.
By
Pride
Jane Austen.
And Prejudice.
One of my favorite books. It's now a movie, obviously. Did you watch one with Keira Knightley? Is that the one you watched?
Obviously.
I really like that one. Why Braveheart?
That I don't know.
Really fucking random.
But you should come to Italy. You would enjoy our trip.
Do you think it would bother me that you guys don't drink that much?
No, you could be the fun factor where you're like, let's get a bottle of wine, or like, let's get like tipsy tonight and do this. Like,
a bottle?
Okay. Sorry.
Let's all split bottles of wine. A bottle and like, let's get tipsy. That won't do a dent. Okay.
Let's get 25 bottles and just chill. Like, well, that'll be fun.
I really am hardcore thinking about going with you.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been to Italy in a long time either.
And maybe this trip will kind of get your European, you know.
Yeah.
Like the vibes going, and you'll want to do another trip.
You know, I've had a wardrobe list because I'm obviously like, I need every time. My favorite part of going on trips is coming up with the wardrobe and the theme.
Yeah.
Of what it's going to be, the color scheme, so that I can be efficient. And I've been doing this now, what we've been playing this for a week and a half, 2 weeks. Like right when Katie bought the tickets, I just started making a list of what I wanted my wardrobe. I've already taken photos of certain outfits. Like, it's going to be perfect.
So you have to be careful with your shoes because you're going to be walking a lot. So I know you want to bring cute shoes, but you're going to have to think practical and where your feet aren't going to be blistering. Because I, the first day in Paris, wore really cute, like little, like cute shoes, but they were just horrible to walk in. And it ruined your trip because halfway through you're like walking so much. You're like, oh my God, I can't feel my feet.
Yeah. Well, I've bought really comfortable, like flat shoes.
Good. There you go. Pack those.
And you know what they are? I'm embarrassed to say Vans. This. Fuck no, I'm not gonna wear Vans. It's
I just
not my
bought
style.
A pair of Vans.
It's
They're
your
so
style.
Cute.
It's not my style. Like, I can do the whole like sneaker thing when they're like glam sneakers.
Jeweled.
Yeah, like that's the only way that I can do them. Do you turn around right there? See those nude sneakers with the black sparkled thing on the tip?
Which row? There's so many shoes in here, guys. Like, honestly,
the second,
I don't even know why she would just say, turn around
see
and
the
look.
Sneaker area?
There's like 50 rows of shoes.
Do you
shoes.
See the sneaker area?
Sorry, let me look in the sneaker section.
Look. The nude shoe, the nude tennis shoes with the black sparkles.
Yeah, I see them. Is the bottom part
when I say
what is the bottom part?
It's like how do you say that? Espadrille ish. When I say they're the most comfortable shoes I've ever put on, it is like walking on a fucking cloud. When we're done this podcast, I want you to try them on. You will freak. And do you know what they are? You're going to be so, I'm so embarrassed to even say this out loud.
Tory Burch.
Kendall and Kylie.
Oh.
They did a good job.
They have a sneaker line? Or they like
they
collab?
They have like a clothing line. So like, which also involves shoes and accessories. And I saw them on Revolve and I'm like, no way these are Kendall and Kylie. Like, really? I thought that their shit would be like really uncomfortable. And I put those shoes on and they feel like slippers. It's amazing.
I want to borrow a pair of shoes too. I'm borrowing a purse.
I just gave you a pair of shoes.
Yeah, maybe I'll borrow a pair too.
Okay. As long as they're ones that I don't wear.
So much cute stuff. I mean, it's unreal.
Listen, this is why I sold my soul to the reality TV devil, so that I could have a shoe room. It's true. Every time like I like do something that where I'm like, I wouldn't normally get to do this, it's because I sold my soul.
Reality? To buy shoes.
Yes. You know, some people, they...
Good for you. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you for selling your soul. You know, I should be more of a saver, but like, I'm really good at finding bargains. I buy like designer stuff used a lot of the time. So it's like it's more than half off. Like,
you really are Carrie Bradshaw. Like, you really are her. You know that episode where she talks about like putting, like she uses her oven for storage?
Yeah.
You really are her.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. Thank you very much. I love me some Carrie Bradshaw.
You know how in the group they're like, well, who's the Carrie? Like, which one is
Well, I always
Samantha?
Think that I'm the Miranda.
What?
Yeah, because she's really cynical and sarcastic.
No, you're not. You're not Miranda.
And has a stick up her ass.
No.
And is like bossy.
But Carrie is too. No.
Carrie's a little more optimistic.
Listen, you need to take the Carrie. Everyone wants the Carrie. I'm giving you the Carrie.
But I'm totally okay being the Miranda.
So who am I? Oh, I already know who you're
going to
say.
You're Charlotte.
I know. Ugh.
It's so easy.
I knew you were going to say it.
It's so easy.
Kelly's Samantha.
100%.
Wow.
Most of my friends that I think are my closest friends, I think are Charlottes. I'm drawn to Charlottes as friends.
This is such a basic conversation. We are basic fucking bitches. It's like, what are you? Well, I think I'm like a mixture of like Carrie and Samantha. Like, I can't pick just one. But like at times, like, you know, there's like kind of a bit of Charlotte in me because like I don't really like sleep around that much. And I like, I really do want to get married. So I don't know. Maybe I'm a mixture of the three of them, but definitely not Miranda. That's, we are basic as fuck. What were we talking about? Oh, Europe? How did we get on that tangent?
I don't know. I never know.
Okay. Are there any like things that I need to know in terms of going to Europe? Like, do you, because you just went.
Yeah. Well, you know, the tipping, I try to tip everybody. I feel so uncomfortable. I'm always trying to tip everyone.
Oh, I know.
Tipping is obviously not a thing.
Still going to do it. I would not be able to like go to sleep at
when
night.
When I was in Paris, I wanted to go into every bakery. I just wanted to go in and look at the breads and the pastries and the croissants.
I don't really care about that.
I just was obsessed with that. The Louvre is really cool. What else? There's some, you might not want to, I don't know if you want to go out like to bars or anything.
Yeah, we do want to go out. I don't want to go. I am going, I bought a million hangover patches and a million party pills. Do you know what those are?
Molly?
No. Oh my God, no.
What's I'm a not party doing drugs. Pill? What's a party pill?
It's from Whole Foods.
Whole Foods is selling Molly?
No, it's, you take this pill, it's like all natural. And the hangover patches are all natural too.
Why is it called a party pill?
Because you take it when you're like having a night out, like as you're drinking, right? When you start drinking, you take this part. I think it's called the party pill.
Whole Foods is not selling something with it. It's called the party pill.
I have it. I have a photo of it. So, because I screenshotted it for somebody recently. I will find it in 2 seconds. Hold on.
So it just gives you energy?
It's called Party Smart.
I don't know. I don't know if it's worse or better. Let me see.
Party Smart. I order it on Amazon, but the way I found out is from Jennifer Bush. She buys it.
Himalaya Party Smart. I don't even know.
So basically,
this is a screenshot.
You take this the night before when you're drinking. Like you take it while you're drinking and it prevents hangovers and it's all natural. It's just natural, like it's vitamins and stuff. And then I double up and I put on the hangover patch, which is like, I would imagine, I've never used a nicotine patch when I was quitting smoking, but like,
you know, like, used this before?
Oh my God, I use it all the time. Sometimes like even when I'm home alone just drinking wine, I'm like, I didn't eat enough today and I had a lot of wine, like I don't want to be hungover tomorrow. I slap on a fucking hangover patch and so that I'm fine in the morning. Yeah. So it's a patch and you just put it anywhere on your body and that also gives you vitamins. And the person that told me about this was my aunt who literally only eats all natural, like organic, everything. She does not, I doubt she even takes medicine. Like, so they're two good things for you.
No.
So I bought a bunch of those. And I'm just going to use them every single night so that I can party as much as I possibly can. I mean, in terms of like how I party.
Where in Paris are you staying?
By the Louvre.
Because Saint-Germain is like the one of the really cool towns.
The liqueur?
I'm sure they have a lot of it there.
I wonder, is that where it comes from?
I'm sure. I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
Wherever we're staying, Natalie said everybody said that it's like the perfect place to stay. Natalie's the one that told us this is where we...
Okay.
Yeah.
There's also, I don't know where it is, but there's this really cute street that is... The whole street is lined with these adorable, colorful townhouses, like pastel colors. So it's like light pink, sky blue.
That's what Copenhagen looks like.
And it's lined like a cobblestone street and it's so adorable and it's really good photo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Should I bring a selfie stick?
I'll kill you.
I mean,
no,
it's not a bad idea.
No.
Why not? Mm-mm. I could make it cool.
I'm sure Kristen has really long arms. Like, have her take the selfies.
She does. But what if I want it even longer?
Less people in the picture. Sorry. No, don't want to be that person.
I've always been obsessed with watches my whole life. It's something that I share with my dad. My dad always encouraged me to wear watches when I was a kid, and he always buys me watches on special occasions. So it's just, I feel weird if I'm not wearing a watch. And
Movement Watches is a company that was founded basically on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. So they're not that expensive, but they're made from high quality materials and they're really fucking cute. I just got one that's rose gold with a pearl face. So cute. They all start at just $95. And I'm telling you, if you were to be buying a Movement watch in a department store, that watch would be $400 to $500. That's why shit's so expensive, because they're marking up prices. But when you go to movement.watches.com/Stassi, you're not getting a marked up price because you're going straight to the source. So if you want a nice watch, and what I really like about it is it's like it's nothing like too trendy or fancy. Every watch is really classic and it's like a minimal kind of look to a watch. I think that's how things look expensive and luxurious. Like anything classic, I fall for. But if you go to mvmtwatches.com/Stassi, they're giving you 15% off and they'll take care of shipping and have free returns. Okay, so you have nothing to lose. You can go order it, go order a watch, 15% off. And if you don't like it, then you can return it without paying for anything. Just go take a look at the website. If you're into watches the way that I am, but you don't feel like spending a shit ton of money, then this is so right up your alley.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Well, we talked about how much I love wine, but then my second favorite thing is sleep. I mean, I never understand people that are like, I only sleep like 6 hours a night. I only need like a good six. What? You only need a good six? That's like a terrible night for me. Like when I know that like I have to get up early in the morning, I'm like counting down. I'm like, I at least need to get 9 hours of sleep or else I'm like, I'm a demon. It's just so much fun. I don't like staying out late because how much more fun is it to sleep? You know, it just is. But part of having a good sleep is having a good mattress. And Casper, I love you. They were my first sponsor. I'm so fucking ride or die with Casper. It's not even funny, but I'm telling you, they're so, so comfortable. And it's like this memory foam mattress. And the way that you receive it in the mail, it isn't like a giant big mattress that, you know, has to be delivered like that. It's in a box. They're able to like wrap it in like an easy to transport box. It's really, really cool. But everybody who comes over and spends the night loves my Casper mattress. Everyone says that I have the most comfortable bed. You really don't have anything to lose. And they're not as expensive. Again, it's with this whole like when you go to a mattress store, the prices are marked up because they have to in order to make money. But when you go to Casper.com, you're going straight to the source. So you're not going to spend that much money. Capiche? And right now, Casper's giving $50 towards any mattress purchase if you visit Casper.com/Stassi and use my promo code Stassi. So that's Casper.com/Stassi, Stassi. And you have to use my promo code at the end as well. You get $50 off. I mean, one of the mattresses starts at like $500. So like you could get a mattress for like $450. That's insane. But what's even more insane is that you get to try it for 100 nights risk-free. So that's 3 months of you sleeping on this mattress and seeing if you like it. And if you don't, you can return it, no questions asked. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
So I heard that like people like rob you very easily. Like you can get robbed soups easily.
Ugh, not where you're going to be. No, to be honest.
Well, but if I mean, go to the Eiffel
obviously,
Tower.
Obviously, like if you're in big crowds, be smart. You could get robbed down the street here if you're in a big crowd. Anywhere you're going to be in a crowd, you should be concerned with like not just having your stuff out easily.
Remember that time in Vegas when we got robbed?
Oh,
my Y'all, God. True fucking story.
We got robbed. We did get robbed.
We went to Vegas. You, me, and Matt Kutchall. Yes. Matt Cutchall, who I've had on my podcast before, we decided to drive to Vegas in my Ratchet Jaguar. Okay, I sound like a brat by saying Ratchet Jaguar.
No, but it was.
But I mean,
I'm going to go ahead and confirm that.
Yeah, it was a used Jaguar.
It had no AC.
It had AC. It didn't have sound.
Something. There was something where it was like.
So the radio, like the speakers were like blown or something. So we had to just talk to each other.
Which
the whole
probably
drive.
Was fine, but
I mean, it was, but meaning, you know, sometimes you want to just like chill, but like we couldn't. And it was like before the time, like you had an iPhone, but that's when like iPhones just like came out. Like I had a BlackBerry. You couldn't exactly like hook your Bluetooth
Why?
Up. And,
wait, did we just went, let's go to Vegas?
I guess
whose
so.
Whose idea was that?
Matt, because Matt had rooms at MGM.
God, even back then, listen, Matt had a room. Oh, God.
He got comped rooms.
Yeah.
And so we went, and he was Andy Warhol, and you and I were James Bond girls. You were the past, and I was the future James Bond girl.
I had the blonde wig.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And I had a purse that I still have. It was my grandmother's, so, like, I will never, like, let go of this purse. But it has, like, a full-on flap.
I remember this.
And we had both of our phones in it, and it was shut. And then at the end of the night, our phones were gone.
We walked through. I remember this. We walked through like a crowd of people in a club because we had them. I remember we were on them. We put them in the bag, closed the bag.
Like, how does somebody just open?
Walked through a crowd. And then when we got to the end of the crowd, we couldn't find Matt. So we opened the bag back up.
And the phones were gone. It was like a fucking magic trick. I was like, is David Blaine here? What the actual
F? Pickpocketers, that's what they do. Have you seen that movie? What's that movie with like Will Smith where he does that for a living?
I know what movie you're talking about. I haven't seen it though.
It's scary how easy people can just like take a watch off your wrist without you knowing.
So that is something I'm scared of. I think I'm not going to bring an expensive watch.
No, don't. And just when you're, it's mainly when you're in, it's when you're
bumping
into
people. But it's like my favorite accessory.
It's when you're in a crowded area. That's like, that's fine. Where it's just then cross your arms. Like just be aware. Be aware when you're in a lot of like.
I'm not really aware actually.
So maybe maybe this trip, be aware.
And what I'm worried about also is I know for a fact one of us is going to get our phone stolen and it will be Katie, because Katie loses her phone all the time anyway. And so in Paris, like Natalie was like, oh, no. Like you do not leave your phone on the table even while you're sitting at the table, like the way that we do.
Yeah.
You put it back in your purse, like that will get swiped so quickly. Katie, 100%. I don't want to put the energy out there for this to happen. Watch, it's going to be me.
Well, you just did.
Okay.
It's out there.
You're right. It's out there. I'm taking it back. Cancel clear. That's what my friend Annabelle says. Cancel clear. Cancel clear.
Cancel clear.
Yeah. Like, cancel clear. I'm taking it back. Okay, so no.
Everyone just needs to be aware and not so loose. Like, come on. That's just how you are in Europe, though. You just have to be smart. Or get a fanny pack.
Yeah. I actually like chic fanny packs now. I did a photo shoot 2 weeks ago where it was like 80s themed and I used a fanny pack and it was so cute. I'm like, not mad at this. Not mad at this at all. And it played music. Could you imagine if I just walked around like the streets of Paris with my Bluetooth just playing whatever music I want?
You'd be by yourself.
What if I played my podcast?
Everyone would leave you.
What if wherever I walked around, I played my podcast through my fanny pack and everybody I came into contact with just had to listen to it? It's fun.
You're the worst.
No, I think that's really funny. That would actually be a great YouTube video.
Okay,
to see how people react.
Only play our episodes.
Yeah, that's fine. Just like I said that like when I die, like, on my tombstone, like I want my podcast to be playing and I want like only scenes of me from Vanderpump Rules to be playing as
but,
well.
Like the good
as well,
scenes.
Yeah,
like,
the good ones.
You have to pick up, hand select them before.
Yeah. And with as well as like a slideshow of my hottest photos. Right?
Yeah. I have a lot of those. I went through old photos recently.
So did I. And I was really fucking skinny. I looked like I was dying. Have I talked to you about this? How I'm getting so much hate for calling Sheena and Kristen anorexic. First of all, this is a crock of shit. Kristen and Sheena love when I joke and call them anorexic. They love it.
Kristen still loves it on camera. Sheena all of a sudden doesn't like it when cameras are around.
I'm pretty sure both of them have probably called me anorexic. So,
okay,
come on, guys. It's not, let's not take things so serious.
I know, everybody's so fucking serious. And I just keep getting all of these like tweets.
Hard though right now, because right now, if you say anything semi-racist, if you say anything hate, if you say anything about gays or lesbians, if you say anything about, it's very difficult. Everybody's kind of walking on thin ice. It's like, you don't know what to say. You don't know what's going to be taken. Literally, you don't want to know. It's difficult. But everybody that knows you knows that that's obviously, you're joking.
No shit, I'm joking. And I have a weird sense of humor. It's a little extreme. But no one has a problem with it when cameras aren't around. People only have a problem with it when we're sitting down for a fucking reunion. I really do have to say this because I've been really pissed because I keep seeing all these fucking interviews that Sheena's doing where she's shitting on me for calling her anorexic, talking about like how I like hurt her so much. I'm sorry. What? Like, you never once said this to my face. You never once said you're hurting my feelings. And I joked about it a lot. Whenever somebody like doesn't say like somebody's like, I'm full. I'm like, K-A-N-O. Like, it's not... It's nothing. She could have texted me when she saw that episode. She could have called me.
No, she knew what she was doing.
She could have said
it on air.
She could have no. Yeah, she caught me off guard and fucking dropped this bomb in front of Lisa Vanderpump, Andy Cohen, and the rest of America or the world, whoever's watching Vanderpump Rules. And I'm like, this is legit bullshit. Like, it is bullshit. You know what's not bullshit is that like maybe I hurt people's feelings like viewers, and like that's fine. If somebody's really struggling with an eating disorder, I get it. But you know what? I've been there where I had eating disorders. I think if you've lived in LA, most likely you've had an eating disorder. Christina, you were friends with me when I was like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
I looked like I was fucking dying.
Yeah.
And every photo that I took, I felt obese as I was taking those photos. Like, I was never satisfied with the way that I looked.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like to have a weird relationship with food and body image, like, and have and starve yourself. I 100% remember what that's like. I'm not insensitive to that. I'm still allowed to make a fucking joke about it. Like, I don't want all of a sudden to live in a world where like we're not allowed to joke about things anymore. Like, seriously, I just can't. And so I want to like put this to like this fucking anorexic thing to bed, because I'm like, you know, Sheena, you're making a point. I get you're making a point where like maybe I hurt like viewers' feelings, but I'd never hurt your feelings. Otherwise, you would have told me that like way before we sat down to have a fucking season 5 reunion. So I call bullshit on that. And scene.
You feel good?
I feel like I got it out. Yeah. Good. The other day I wrote her. I got so upset. I was like really upset by like what I was reading, like her like she's been tweeting about it, doing interviews, and I got really upset to the point where I took an edible and I spent 3 hours writing her an email and attaching photos of what I used to look like when I went through my shit, but I didn't send it to her. It was just like to get it all out there, to release it. So I never sent the email. It's just saved in my drafts.
And you yourself, who I again have witnessed go through this, if say I jokingly said, say you were like beyond skinny and I said, oh my God, okay, anorexic, would you take offense to that and freak out? And
even back then I wouldn't.
Call me out on it in front of everybody and
but I wouldn't even take offense to it.
That's my point.
Even at all, I'd be like, thanks. You know what I mean? That's what Kristen does. Kristen laughs and says thanks. Like, yeah. She fucking loves it. I'm sorry. It's not the same as being body shamed for being overweight. I get that like people do struggle with eating disorders, and that is a very real thing. And there are certain people that like just can't gain weight. And I understand that. I'm not saying that it's easy or not hurtful or like but I'm saying it's a little bit different than calling people fat. It's a little different. That's
saucy.
I'm gonna get in trouble again. All I do is just get in trouble.
No, you're just honest and real, and you put it out there, and you don't wait for cameras to be on you to do it. Like, if something bothers you, you address it in that moment. Like, you don't wait until reunion to like, oh, I'm gonna unleash this on her because I don't have anything else to say.
It's fucking weird. It's weird, 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 and it's creepy and gross, and I don't like it.
like preparing shit for the reunion.
Just
like,
keeping true to yourself, Stassi. I know that sounds so like spiritual, but just honestly, you know who you are. You know what you meant by it. The people that know you and the people that listen to you and your loyal, like, Khaleesi's.
My Khaleesi's.
I mean, they know. They know it's like you didn't mean anything by that. I've known you forever and you're the most kind hardest. I'm not going to get all gushy, but like you've done things and you've don't even talk about like the things that you've done and the amazing, like you're amazing. You don't even need to, you're not trying to be vicious. Like, yeah, you know, you portray this whole, I love it. This like bitchy, like, oh, I'm evil and I'm this. But at the end of the day, you've bigger hearts than all of them combined. Like, that's why I even did the show, is to be like by your side, to try to protect you from all these people. But I'm not very good at it.
Yes, but you're so good at it.
It's fine. I mean, I just don't let them bother you. I know.
It's so much easier. It's easier said than done.
I know.
Because like when I have like people tweeting me all the time or like writing comment, like this is what's actually, this pissed me off the most, is that people have now like gone on to iTunes and left bad reviews of my podcast because they don't like that I talked about the Academy Awards speeches and they don't like that I made an anorexic comment. So I'm like, cool. So you're now bringing down my rating. This is my job. This is my job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're bringing down my rating as an entertainer, as a podcaster, because you don't like something that, one thing that I said. Like, that's, so if you guys can go leave good reviews, I'd really appreciate it. Please
say,
please make me 5 stars again. Like, I was really sad that this affected me like that. But that's going to come with
this kind of job, when you're just open and you're honest. And unfortunately, being honest and open and sometimes not, you're saying things, but you don't have a filter and you're not meaning them. And it's hard to, you know, get across what you're actually meaning, and you're funny. And so comedians get in trouble for this too. You know, yeah, Chelsea Handler and Amy Schumer, they're all getting in trouble for it. But at the end of the day, you have way more positive reviews than you have these little tiny minor.
Of course, but it just drives me nuts. Like, it drives me nuts that like that can affect my job. Like, that's, I don't know. It's just like infuriating.
You feel better?
Yeah. And with that, we'll take a break. We're back. And Christina's really insecure that we just rambled on so long and that nobody gives a shit about what our
problem.
Like,
the problem is we forget we're doing a podcast. Like, I forget.
That's what's really fun. I love when that happens, when I forget that I'm actually recording something.
It's like when we used to film and the cameras were on us and they were on us for so long and we'd be sitting there filming and you'd forget and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. I love when that happens. Because that's how you get like the realest moments, when you forget you're making something.
Well, I hope everybody just feels like they're just sitting here with us and they're hanging out, because yeah, that's how I always want it to be.
No shit. That's what I say all the time. So
what else is up? What's new?
Well, I wanted to ask you about Heartspring.
Oh, it's doing so good.
You guys, Christina makes lip balm. Like, when I say like makes it, like, she actually like melts shit and like makes all natural lip balm. Like, she's legit doing it in her kitchen. And like,
but it's crazy because it's turned into a business. Like, I remember, gosh, how many podcasts ago I like talked about it on here, and it was just such a startup and something so new. And now it's become a thing. It's like my day job.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you.
I feel like I'm like the queen of lip balm. And you know what? Everybody, I'm finding out everybody loves a good lip balm.
Yeah, no shit.
Everybody uses it. Like, you're so cute. You're like, I have them all around the house. I love that.
Yeah, because I don't want to get up and have to walk into the other room to go and
get
it.
No, I'm the same. I have one by my bed. I have one in the bathroom. So it's great because people are constantly ordering and their reviews are amazing. And it just makes me feel so good because basically everybody's like, I used to use Burt Bees, or I used to use this chapstick, and now I use yours, only yours. So
that's,
I got
it. So cool.
I guess I'm doing something right.
Well, you guys can go follow her Instagram. It's at, well, for her chapstick, and it's at heartspring.co, right?
Yeah.
And then she has an Etsy, so there's a link there. You can look it up on Etsy too, and it's so cheap.
And you're getting like a handmade product, and so far, I mean, everybody's basically just said it's been better than anything they've bought. So if you want amazing lip balm, there you go.
Well, I love, so you're about to make something new, which you didn't do yet. And I know you didn't want to talk about it, but I want to bring it up because it's one of my favorite things in the whole world. So I'm obsessed with rose essence. Okay. I like drinking rose water, which I call princess water.
Good. Really good for you.
And then I also like spritzing it on my face. Like I have different things like rose water spritzers around my apartment too.
This makes me so happy that we didn't even talk about this.
I know.
So
when you're telling me like, I think, you know, I'm starting to make rose water spritzers. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'll buy a million.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
It's my favorite. It's so good for your skin. It's like to refresh your skin. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I love it.
Okay, good. So I'm making a product. Okay, this yes. makes me feel really good. Yeah, so stay tuned. I'll be doing a rose water spray. But probably it'll be released like maybe in a month. But I'll do another podcast with you. We'll talk about it. I'll let you guys know all the details and how I make it and everything. But for now, if you want lip balm for any occasion, gift, whatever, go to heartspring.co.
I'm so proud of
and
you.
And say hi. Like, I love when you guys write me, and I love when you write me reviews. Like, it's just, it makes my day. I don't know how much you guys realize how much you're affecting me, right? You too. When you wake up and you see when positive comments or just...
Or an email or like something or a tweet of somebody who's a listener.
And even if I can't get back to you or whatever's happening, like, I see it and it makes me feel good. So, thank you guys.
Khaleesi's are the fucking best.
They really are.
Fucking love my listeners so much. It's like this. I feel like it's my relationship. I am in a relationship with my listeners. I have the best fucking listeners.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I feel really lucky.
Whenever anyone comes up to me too and says hi and they're like, I'm a Khaleesi or I have your lip balm or I'm like, you're Stassi's best friend, right? I'm like, yeah. I just get so. They're like the nicest, kindest people. So. Screw the rest of the haters, and we got, you know, you got the good ones.
We got this. Thanks, Khaleesi. So, I want to tease something a little bit because, okay, I've talked about how I'm obsessed with La La Land. Ub-fucking-cessed with La La Land. Ethan, my neighbor who you met out there with the chihuahuas. Mm. So, he's a writer. And so, he got... Like for the to vote, like for like the Academy Awards or whatever.
Yeah.
They vote. No, I guess the Screen Actor. I don't know which one, whatever one. So all the writers get like little scripts of like the movies that are up to be voted for.
Okay.
During award season. Yeah. And he got a little La La Land one and it's like right over there. And he gave it to me. He like came outside and he was like, hey, I know you love La La Land. Do you want the script? Like, I have it. And I'm like, are you joking? I have the nicest neighbors ever.
Is he single?
Right? But seriously, I'm that obsessed. And okay, if you've watched La La Land, then you know Emma Stone wears this necklace that's has a green little small like pendant on it. And... I found out last month that Kyle Chan, our friend who designed Katie's engagement ring on Vanderpump Rules, he's been a friend of ours for a while. He designed it and was the one that did all of the jewelry for La La Land. Drop the fucking mic. Drop the fucking mic. So I freaked out. I'm like, you don't understand. I'm obsessed with La La Land. I can't believe this is your necklace. Like, this is you. You did this. You're my friend. And you're the one that did this. You don't even understand. So he gave me 10 of those necklaces to do a giveaway with my Khaleesi's. So,
oh, that's huge. That's cool.
So cool. So right now I'm brainstorming exactly how to do the giveaway, like how people should enter for it. But I just wanted to tease that, like, that is going to come up next week or the week after.
So stay
tuned. So you have to tune in and hear how to enter. And I'll probably, like, do it on social media as well. But I have 10 of these necklaces in my apartment right now. I'm like, I feel so cool.
I'm going to go try one on.
It's so pretty and dainty. You would actually really love it, even though you don't know what La La Land is.
So how do I get it? I'll stay tuned.
Yeah, but tune in next week, Christina Kelly. Okay, well, I'm tired.
That's it? That's it. This always happens.
Yeah, I know.
How long did we go?
55. I still have to do all my sponsors and that stuff, talk about some shit.
All right.
I have a story that I'm going to record later on tonight by myself to tell my listeners. I just didn't want to bore you with it because you don't know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to do some solo podcasting.
Okay, thanks for doing that for me.
Love you guys. Go follow Christina Kelly at Christina Kelly. Right?
Yeah, with a K.
With a K.
You guys know. I feel like everyone.
Well, I still don't
know. You guys already follow me, I'm sure.
That's true. But go follow her if you're not following her. And follow Heartspring. Go buy her shit. You'll really like it. It's all natural, so everything's good for you. You're not going to have like an allergic reaction or anything. Unless you're allergic to health. So there's that. Bye, Khaleesi.
Love
Thank you.
Guys.